The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Our ultimate goal and our one true master is God. And it's important that we not allow ourselves to set anyone or anything above him. All authority in heaven and on earth comes from God, and all the material things we have in our possession are gifts from him to be used for his purpose. In this beautiful gospel passage today, Jesus shows us the value of the ordinary things of life and teaches us to put our trust in God's fatherly providence. Using simple examples and comparisons taken from everyday life, he teaches us to abandon ourselves entirely into the arms of our Heavenly Father. My brothers and sisters, this is our goal today then, to be like little children, trusting that God is watching over us as a father does his own children. It can be hard for us to let go of our worries and our anxieties, but it's important that we try, because God's going to take care of us if we let him. There's a trend in the world today that we have to be as individualistic and as self-sufficient as possible, and this doesn't help anything. We are not made to be solitary figures. Even in Genesis, God saw that Adam was alone and this is not good. Let's make a helpmate for you. Because solitariness, trying to be by yourself and just toughing it out all on your own, doesn't help anyone. We are made for community. We are made for each other. And we're made for Jesus Christ.